Hi, welcome to Channeling WordPress. My name is John. I am your host here at my do-it-yourself WordPress blog. It is January 22nd, and this is Season 1, Episode 4. Where we are going from here is to the back end of your WordPress website. At this point, you've done your basic research, and you're ready to build your own website. You have created a plan. Preferably, you have created even a draft of your website, pencil and paper, or your favorite editor that has laid out the content, at least the text content, of each page. And you've vetted that content for spelling, for relevance to whatever you're doing online. It is, you've got an idea of what kind of message you want to publish on your website, and we're really now focused on your static pages. WordPress does two types of content. You have pages and you have posts. Pages are your static pages that generally aren't pages that change all the time. Posts is what in the old days we called the blog. That is expirable content, meaning that when you write a new post, it goes on top of your old post and pushes your older content further down. The more posts you write, the more posts that get pushed down to the bottom. Now, from the front end, a post can look like a page, and both can be set up to be accessible from the menu. And somebody might not necessarily be able to tell the difference between a post and a page, but they do serve as unique methods of publishing content on a WordPress. And before I go too much further, I do need to make one thing clear again. There are two WordPress platforms out there. One you host, it's your self-hosted WordPress. Everything you need to know about that version of WordPress is what I'm talking about can be found at wordpress.org. Then there is the community WordPress that you find at wordpress.com. The front end and the back look a little different, but they are structurally very different. WordPress.org helps you build a website that you buy hosting for, load WordPress up into, and you have complete control over the process as limited by your host or your ISP, your internet hosting provider, your website hosting provider, not your ISP. WordPress.com is basically, or initially in its most basic iteration, a free platform. But as you start customizing it, it does cost you money. I think the top plan is about $300 a year, which, by the way, if you're going to do it yourself, $300 a year could buy you your domain name and 3 years of hosting a high-performance hosting platform and dinner a few times around the block. So I don't do WordPress.com websites in any fashion. I won't even work on them, because most people using the free version are highly limited in what they can do. Whereas the websites that you host yourself, the WordPress websites you host yourself, you have quite a bit more latitude. You don't have any steps of, features that you have to buy into. You pretty much have a wide open palette, and you're not limited to what type of themes or plugins that you can use. There's no ad-supported version of it, and it will basically come out of the box with your domain name on it if it's been properly configured. So let's get back into basically our self-hosted WordPress website. You've done everything you're supposed to do, including either launch your own WordPress website or your WordPress Manage account has launched it for you. And we're going to start in the dashboard. The dashboard is everything on the back end of WordPress where you basically have all the power and all the editing for your WordPress website. Basically, down the left side of your WordPress website, under the word dashboard, there's a lot of items with icons to the left of that. The first one is generally posts, then you have media, you have pages, comments, and then depending on what plugins you might have, there can be other listings here. Then it comes to the stock ones, such as plugins, users, tools, settings, and down at the very bottom, it'll be collapse menu. So basically, the collapse menu, if you see the little triangle at the very bottom, you will you see only the triangle and you don't see words. You are looking at the compressed menu. Go down to the very bottom where there will be this triangle laying on its side. You click that, it'll open up and it'll add the icon and the full description. But if you have a basic website launched in WordPress, we're going to go first to the dashboard. And in the dashboard, it'll have your home and it'll give you a basic glimpse of your website, your WordPress website. It's going to be pretty plain here. The most busy part of this is probably WordPress events and news, which you can note to see if there will be an event next to you where you can learn more about WordPress. But we're going to move all the way down to users. And when you mouse over users, it should turn blue, and we're going to go to your profile. And this is where we're going to start because there's some basic housekeeping you need to do right off the bat that's really important. We'll go back up the list maybe a little later on. As you scroll down, under name, you will see your username. It should not say admin. If it says admin, you'll actually immediately go to add a new profile, and you will create a new profile with a username that you want that should be unique. You will put in a password that is unique, and then you will also basically put in your email, which will not be the same email that's in the website because WordPress won't let you use the email twice in a user account, but we can change it later on. And you will select the privileges for that account to be administrator. You really need to pick that because otherwise when you do the next step of deleting the admin account, you won't be able to do it because you won't see these controls. And you'll have to go back into the admin account, and you'll have to basically raise your privilege level to administrator. And then what you'll have to do is log back out, go back into your new account that where you now have administrator power, and then you'll have to delete that admin account. Some hosting companies launch WordPress for you, and they insert admin. And admin is a bad username. It's because that's what all the bots will try to throw at your website, and then they'll throw a password. So everybody knows that the worst username is admin, including all the hackers. And WordPress websites are out there with admin as an administration username. That's crazy. So you've created your username. Let's skip over first name and last name because they're optional. Then you go down to nickname, and it says a required. Initially, nickname will be your username. So what you need to do is you need to change nickname to whatever you want your username to be displayed as on the website should you write posts and be an author of a post. So what you can do is you can change it from your username and you can put in, let's say, your nickname, your handle, whatever, or your real name. And then as long as those are different from your username, and then you can display name publicly as that new nickname. And the reason I changed my nickname versus my username is I want to raise the level that a junior hacker has to be or a bot has to be to start throwing passwords at my website. This is a really minor, not exactly efficient way of hiding your username, but you know, to some junior level hacker punk, you know what, it makes them go through other steps and it might keep your nickname out of the databases of hackers for a little bit longer. But by the way, a real hacker that's targeting you, he's a problem that takes advanced measures to manage with. But fortunately, there's so many websites out there, they ain't gonna bother with your website unless you're actually going after somebody in particular or some business in particular. And I'll have to tell a story about that. So you've gone down, you've created your account, you've put in a complex password. If you wanted to, you have entered your Facebook profile URL, your Instagram URL, and all those other ones you can lock in before you've saved it. And boom, now you have this better user account. Now, when it comes to administrators, I say fewer administrators are better. if somebody is going to help you with your website and they're going to basically say be creating content, they don't need to be an administrator. Look up roles on WordPress. Just put the word WordPress and roles and go to the website link that's at wordpress.org that talks about roles, and they'll describe to you the different roles that people can have in a basic WordPress website. And in a basic WordPress website, the lowest role somebody can have is a subscriber, then they can be a contributor, and then there can be an author, they can be an editor, and they can be an administrator. So administrator has basically the superpower, and he can do anything. An editor is limited to being able to manage content of everybody with lesser privileges and so on and so forth, but he can't mess with the design. So if you have somebody that's entering content, generally make them an editor. Don't make them an administrator. You do not want administrators that you don't trust implicitly, because unlike, let's say, your Facebook group or page, any administrator can delete any administrator. So you want administrators you can trust, period. So moving down below users, let's go to settings. And settings, if you mouse over settings, you'll see quite a few more categories. And the first one is general. And so this is where we start our basic housekeeping. And basically, the top two areas under general settings are site title and tagline. Here, your site title can change from, let's say, your domain name to the name of your business. And below that, your tagline could be kind of like your rah-rah motto, your description of your website or your business. And you want to keep that about 64 characters. You don't want it to be too long, but you also don't want it to be too short. Below that, you have your WordPress address in parentheses. It'll say URL, which stands for, again, Uniform Resource Locator. And it should start with https://// and the domain name, or it might have a www and the domain name. Depends on how you set the WordPress website up. In any case, www versus without www is something that you can manage so people get to your website if they dial either one. That's a little more advanced, but we can talk about that later, or if you have a problem with that now, you can write me. Below that, you have your administration email address. This is kind of like the default emergency email address that your WordPress website will use to send you any kind of alerts, and any plugins that will be in your website will default to this email address. So this should be kind of like your most solid email address. Even if your administrator account email address is going someplace else, you want your administration email address to be one that you basically have control over exclusively. Now, below that, we're going to go to new user default role, and I'm suggesting to you subscriber is where that should stay for now. Your site language can be selectable below that. Your time zone can be selectable below that. You can basically pick a time zone by the location or by Greenwich Mean deviations of, you know, plus or minus X amount of hours from the Greenwich Standard Time, World Time. Below that, you can set up your date format, your time format, and determine if your weekday needs to start on Monday or Sunday. Generally, you know, most people leave their weekday to start on Monday, but that's a personal choice and really isn't going to make a big difference in the big picture except to you. Below general, of course, the last thing you do is save changes. Blue button, always save your changes. The next thing you have under settings is writing. And right now in writing, I would suggest you're basically going to just look at that and move on to the next one. Unless you want to create a default post category. Initially, default post category will be set to uncategorized. We take a deviation if you want to make your default post category, let's say, about apple pies, because your website is about apple pies. You need to go up to posts, and when you see posts drop its category, its list, you'll notice after you mouse over posts, it has categories. You can go to categories, and at categories, you can create a new category, or you can rename uncategorized to whatever you want. You do not get to delete uncategorized, but you can rename it and rename the slug as well. It's probably easier if you're doing this just to create your own category like news or whatever you want it to be, your what you think most of your writing is about, and then add that new category, and then you can get back down to the process of doing your basic formatting. And my little guard dog is guard dogging. What can I say? That would be Zen the puppy dog. She has a profile on Facebook, by the way. She is quite the guard dog. Let's move back down to our settings, and we've gone to writing. You created your new category, and you've decided to choose that since you're going through the process. And then we, of course, save changes, and you move down to reading. Reading also requires that you have done something if you're going to do something beyond just an old school blog role. And a blog role is where your latest post is your home page. If you want your latest post to be your home page, you're good. Move on. If you wanted your home page to be a custom page, you will need to go and create a couple of pages right now. And so you'll scroll up to pages, and when you see pages, you'll see add new. And when you go to add new, you can create a home page. And I'd suggest at this point, at least create a home page and a, let's call it for now, a news page. You can call it whatever you want, news, blog, or update page. And once you save these basic pages and they need to be published, you can then go back down to reading. And then you can pick where it says your home page displays, and you can select a static page, and you can select your new home page, and you can select your new post page, and then you can save the changes. And below that, you can kind of right now, since you don't have to worry about more than 10 posts showing on your blog page or your syndication showing more than 10, you can go straight down to maybe making a decision if you want the full text or the summary of a post in your feed to show. And we won't really get into what feeds are right now, but let's just say that with the most simplest themes, you can decide whether a block of text or the whole text of your post is going to display in your blog feed or quote-unquote what we'll call your blog roll. Right now, I don't think you really have to worry about that, but if you want to be sure you don't want a lot of content showed when you do write posts, you can choose a summary. Now, under that, you'll note that it says, your theme determines how content is displayed in browsers. And then there's a link to learn about feeds. Go learn about feeds, and then also you can investigate your chosen theme's methodology for displaying your posts. A lot of different ways your posts can be displayed, whether it's a widget or whether it is on your, basically your post page. And that is determined in many cases by the theme itself. And then finally, while you're developing your website, you can discourage search engines from looking at your website. Now, generally, this is managed by what we call a robots.txt file, which is something you can create on your own once you're a little bit deeper into your WordPress. But in the meantime, this kind of sort of works for some search engines. But honestly, I wouldn't really worry about it because a lot of search engines are going to attempt to index your website regardless of what you check here. But this will absolutely prevent some search engines from indexing your website. So if you choose this, be sure to remember to come back and unchoose it. So as we move down, the next one is discussion. And discussion is kind of where you get to determine how much noise you want your website to present you with after you write pages and posts. And if you look at the very top, it says default post settings. And the first three there are generally manageable at the post level, but these are your general settings. And what they do is if you link to a post or if a post links to your website, or if you want people to submit comments on new posts, you have to make a decision here. Default is allow link notifications from other blogs on your new post. So that means if you write a post, somebody likes your content, they link it to your content, your website will sort of know this in most cases and try to let you know that you're getting a ping back from this website or a trackback, please research pingbacks and trackbacks. This can be a point of high annoyance and irritants beyond control if you allow this to be a process and you write content. You need to understand the noise you will generate for yourself and make a decision of whether you want to allow link notifications if it's important that you know. Now, the third one here is really important because it will allow your website to create a box or not to create a box where somebody can add a comment. And if you do not have a comment strategy, you might as well not check that box until you are ready to manage comments, because comments are a noisy part of writing online if you're not well managing comments. In other words, people will spam you into misery. And these comments, if you don't set up this page right, will automatically be posted to your website. And they can be not the most positive experience for anyone, including your visitors, your brand, your reputation, or yourself. And if you don't pay attention, you could come back to a webpage with literally hundreds of comments trying to sell a Viagra from a Russian website in Poland. So there's a few settings you can set up right here to shut this down. So number one, other comment settings, you can make a comment, fill out their name and email. Then to make that even harder, you need to say that user must be registered and logged into comment. And then you can choose to close comments on posts by date. You can show comment cookie opt-in checkbox, allowing them to set cookies. You can look all these up later on. And then if you get a war going on because you are encouraging comments, you need to understand what is a threaded or nested comment and then either set it or ignore it. But basically, if somebody comments and then somebody comments under that comment and then 10 other guys comment under that guy's comment, you're probably going to want to nest them, although nesting, and if it goes like, if your comment's going down that rabbit hole, may WordPress be with you. So below that, let's just skip straight down to email me whenever. Here are ways that you can now start shutting down, controlling comments. Get an email when anyone posts a comment. Really good idea. And then email you when a comment is held for moderation. A really good idea. These are kind of just almost like double safety checks, because the next one, before a comment appears, you can check a comment must be manually approved. And then to double down on that, you can say a comment author may or must have a previously approved comment. And then finally, where I'll say, finally, there's two boxes where you actually have to do something more than just check a box. And one of them is, what happens when spammers attack your website? They basically tend to post a large number of links to other websites. So if you don't want anybody leaving your website after they read a comment, just choose hold a comment in the queue if it contains one or more links. WordPress defaults to two. And then below that, if you see something that you want to blacklist, words like curse words, like drug names, like people's names or celebrities or any kind of word you want to immediately flag, basically what you can do is you can enter that in the comment blacklist. One second. Hey, Zen, that's okay. Good girl. And then after that, you will do once again what you've done on these other settings under settings is you'll save the changes. Now, there's one more that you can research that I think is relevant, and that is down under permalinks. And under permalinks, what you'll see is permalink settings, and there will be a warning that says permalinks can seriously impact your search engine visibility. You can blow up your website if you mess up down here. The default permalink setting is your domain name /sample-post/. And that translates to %postname%. You can change it to any of those up there. Give it your post number. You can give it a day and name, a month and name, a numeric. Or you can make a customized structure and use the available tags under customized structure to build your own. I happen to like post ID and post name. That's what I use. That goes way back, although I do build now as much with just post name. And post name is really something I think is kind of a little bit more SEO neutral, SEO being search engine optimization neutral. At this point, you've done your basics with your WordPress website. If you haven't logged out to delete your the admin account, if your website has one, this would be a good time to log out as your admin account, or at least log out of your website. Use your username and try to do a password reset. This is kind of important right now, okay? It would be really good to know that your password reset works now, up front, so that you can fix things before you do a lot of content or you add a lot of content to your website. Because if you've messed up your email address, if some reason your email client is pushing your password reset email off into a black hole, this is a good time to know and fix that. And one thing that happens a lot is that you can do a password reset in WordPress and just be waiting and waiting. And you're like, where the hell is my password reset? You know, and waiting. When really what you ought to do, maybe like after a minute, if you don't see your WordPress password, you should go in your email and just search for password or WordPress and password. Chances are your email client pitched WordPress password reset emails off into some invisible place, and once you find it, if it was spam, you can basically whitelist those emails or make them important so that you always get them. Now, I still see this happen sometime. So if I don't get a WordPress password, I pretty much immediately just put in the word password or password reset, and bam, it will come up. Now, if it doesn't come up, you need to log back into your website and check your administration email and your user account email. You need to do this because resetting or fixing a WordPress email that you don't know is wrong is kind of a pain in the butt. You know, it can be done using MySQL through your control panel, but it is kind of like an advanced skill set where, again, you can completely destroy your website if you do something wrong. At this point, you need to kind of review what plugins were set up by your host or by the WordPress creation process. And there is a blog post on my suggested plugins that is in my at my website, johnlwood.com. Look at that, and you'll see that my top or almost always installed plugins are, there's three of them that I almost always install as long as there's no conflict with my host. And most hosts I know do not have a conflict. They concern content, speed, and security. And basically I install Yoast SEO. I installed WPS, Hide Login, and then I install WordFence Security. They're pretty self-explanatory, pretty easy to install. And then it comes around to a really important choice, which you may have made already, but if you haven't, let's talk about your theme. If you want a mix of high tech and a mix of basically what you see is what you get, I prefer Divi by Elegant Themes. I'm offering you this without any affiliate relationship. I use Divi almost exclusively, and I will go into why I use Divi, but it allows you to basically use the default editor but have Divi there and the cool tools that allow you to see what your website looks like as you're editing it. Thank you. I'm John. and I hope you enjoyed this content.